Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick here in for John Hockenberry. He'll be back tomorrow. Toyota is, meanwhile, answering a lot of tough questions about safety recalls this week on Capitol Hill. Today, the company's CEO, Akio Toyoda, will testify before the House Oversight Committee. Yesterday, it was consumers' chance to speak, along with some other Toyota executives. One after the other, Toyota owners sat down and related startling experiences with their vehicles, like a tearful woman named Rhonda Smith, a driver whose car suddenly accelerated back in 2006.
After 6 miles, God intervened. As the car came very slowly to a stop, I pulled it to the left median. With the car stopped and both feet still on the brake, the motor still revved up and down.
That was Rhonda Smith, Toyota owner. Also called to the carpet yesterday was James Lentz. He is president of North American sales for Toyota. That means he's the boss in North America. And he was called on the carpet in front of a congressional committee yesterday. Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com is back with us. Paul, James Lentz, did he provide satisfying answers on the cause of sudden accelerations in Toyotas and what might be done to fix them?
No, anything but. In fact, the testimony that Lentz provided seemed more guaranteed to keep him out of jail. As you know, there are now criminal investigations looking at Toyota than it did necessarily to save the company. What you come away with is the recognition that Toyota is essentially saying that the two recalls it has in place right now for accelerated problems will only directly address perhaps 30% or so of the complaints it's received. Now, the maker continues to insist that it doesn't have an electronics issue and that it has fully tested this. Yet we saw testimony from a Professor Gilbert of Southern Illinois University, which raises questions about that. Is he credible? We don't know. But it certainly threw into tatters the calm assertions by Mr. Lentz that they are in charge here.
But also when James Lentz was asked whether the planned fixes to software and carpets would fix acceleration problems, he said he wasn't sure.
Exactly. And that's the problem. They've been saying all along, we've all been watching television or reading the papers and seeing and hearing them calmly assert, we are in control. We have isolated the problem and we're going to fix it. That claim. He said one of his comments during his original testimony was, the solutions we have developed are both effective and durable. Yet by the end of the day, they appeared less durable than his own testimony. What's really scary, though, is that what we're now seeing is a company that seems enmeshed in secrecy. We've had huge problems with safety over here, and yet, according to Mr. Lentz, it appears that American officials were kept in the dark, that virtually all the key decisions were handled out of Japan. And as we heard from Ray LaHood not all that long ago, it appears that the people in Japan were very reluctant to take the steps that they needed to. They had to plead with them to do the second recall. This is not a good sign for a company that bills itself as safe and reliable and an American company.
Now, as we look forward now to the testimony of Akio Toyoda, who is the big boss coming over from Japan, based on the treatment that you saw for James Lentz yesterday, you expect the big boss, as I'm calling him, to get withering treatment or something a little more deferential?
I don't think Toyota-san will have an easy time. There are a lot of questions that were left unanswered yesterday or the answers left in tatters. And I think that the second committee, members of the second committee, they're going to smell blood from what happened yesterday and go after it vigorously.
You say smell blood, Paul Eisenstein, finally, but is there a measure of political grandstanding on Capitol Hill? It's kind of the coin of the realm. Or are they really getting to the bottom of things?
Well, there's a lot of grandstanding here, but the fact is Toyota is coming across as a very vulnerable company that did not live up to its own promises. That's going to lead to grandstanding, but it's also going to lead to some serious questions.
More hearings today on Capitol Hill with Toyota. Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com will be watching. Paul, thank you. Now we want to turn to Bill Emmett, the former editor of The Economist. He spent many years in Japan covering that country, and he knows a thing or two about Akio Toyota, the president of Worldwide Toyota, who's going to be on Capitol Hill today. Bill, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Bill, tell us a little bit about the man, Akio Toyota. He'll be testifying today in front of Congress after a long flight over from Japan. Who is this man?
He is the grandson of the founder of Toyota. That is a return to family control or family leadership of the company after several CEOs who were not from the family. So it's rather like Bill Ford returning family control to Ford. He's an unusual character in that he is quite outspoken. The tradition at Toyota is that they've generally been very shy of publicity. They come from Nagoya, about an hour and a half from Tokyo, not from the capital. They tend to come across as rather provincial, shy people who don't see the point of publicity. He is very outspoken. He told a group of Japanese journalists late last year that Toyota was coming towards a crisis and that needed big changes if it was to recover. Now, this was before the recall, so I would imagine he now thinks he's really in a crisis.
And Bill Emmett, formerly from The Economist, as lawmakers read his profile and their chiefs of staff brief them about what kind of man this is, do you think after reading those profiles they choose to go at him hard as though he were the CEO of AIG, or do they treat him with deference and respect because he's come all the way from Japan?
Oh, I think they'll go after him fairly hard. Maybe a bit more deferential than with AIG or with someone from Citibank, but they will appreciate that he's come all the way from Japan. However, this is a safety issue. It's an issue of populist politics as well, and they're being lobbied probably by U.S. car makers to treat their major Japanese competitor pretty roughly. And so I think that they will give him a pretty hard time.
Bill, did you think Bill Ford has said he thinks Akio Toyota is taking this recall personally and hard? Do you think that's true?
Yes, I think he probably is. I think he is very outspoken about his company. He's very personal in his defense of it. And he genuinely thinks his company is facing a crisis. But given that they have such a reputation for quality, it really is a serious crisis for Toyota.
Well, congressional hearings like this can sometimes effectively amount to a public trial. Akio Toyota called to the carpet in Congress today, and we'll see how he's treated and how he reacts to lawmaker questioning. Bill Emmett, former editor of The Economist, who spent many years in Japan. Thank you for joining us this morning.